Your Excellency, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, it is with a very deep sense of honour that I accept this award with enormous gratitude to the President and people of Pakistan. Since a visit to Pakistan some years ago, the country and its people have been very close to my heart. My memories are of a vigorous, generous nation, still struggling to find the balance that it needs to play in the world the part that it is destined to play and that it is capable of playing. A part in the affairs of the world which was indeed mapped out by the original vision of Muhammad Ali Jinnah. That vision of a Pakistan that was at peace with itself because it was at peace with its own diversity is one which I know the present government struggles to realize with great courage and great consistency against all kinds of forces which seek to dissolve that plurality in unity. The original vision of Pakistan was a vision of a country which, while shot through with Islamic principle, Islamic vision, and Islamic faith, was also sufficiently confident of its own Islamic identity not to be threatened by diversity, not to be threatened by the rich assortment of minorities who formed part of the national community. And the way in which successive generations in Pakistan have lived by and sadly often died for that vision is something we have already been reminded of this afternoon. In receiving this honour, I have to say that I feel I am in some sense receiving it also on behalf of those who have given their lives for that vision in Pakistan. The memory of Shahbaz Bhatti is vivid to me still, as to many in this room. The memory of Salman Taseer also, who did what I believe is one of those rare acts of spiritual generosity, putting his life at risk for someone of another community. But also, Your Excellency, you have referred to the memory of the late Benazir Bhutto, my student contemporary, as it happens, in Oxford. Someone whose inspiration, whose courage, and whose wisdom remains a matter not for Pakistan alone, but I think for the whole world. It is with those memories in mind that I stand here today, grateful for the way in which the government of Pakistan has honoured the cost that has been paid by so many to keep alive that vision of a country that is, as I said earlier, comfortable with its own diversity. Not even the most extreme and intolerant policy can ever make a country as homogeneous, as single-minded, as the most bigoted would like it to be. In one sense, what we are all seeking for is the realism that allows our convictions to flourish side by side, which allows vigorous and honest engagement in public about the common good. And that is the challenge and the ideal which the people of Pakistan so earnestly seek. In the citation, mention was made of the prayers that we offer for Pakistan. It's no exaggeration to say that virtually every day in Lambeth Palace, we remember Pakistan and its people in our prayers, with profound appreciation for what Pakistan has meant and may still mean in the future. Profound concern for minorities who still feel themselves at risk. Profound hope that the different communities, faith communities of Pakistan, can still form one cohesive national community in which justice and equity for all will be guaranteed. We know, as I have said, that that is the vision of the present government of Pakistan. A democratic, civilian, pluralist government which has held firmly to the vision of the founder of the state and to some of the richest and most fruitful principles of the Muslim tradition of that whole area. I need only mention the name of Iqbal here. So, in receiving this award, I renew my own prayers for Pakistan's future. A future not only for the people of the country, but a future in which Pakistan can hold up before the region and the world an example of fruitful pluralism, rooted in Islamic conviction, but, as I said earlier, a conviction strong enough not to be threatened by diversity. Those people who believe they can defend their convictions best by violence and exclusion are not exemplars of faith and the strength of faith, but exemplars of fear and anxiety, not secure enough in their own sense of trust in God and God's providence to leave the running of the universe to God. They seek to stand in for God and to take into their hands the powers of life and death in a way which, instead of being faithful, is at heart deeply blasphemous. So it is in honour of true faith, true harmony in diversity, true democratic vision, that I accept this award with a very deep sense of the honour done, but also a deep sense of gratitude for a recognition of the affection and esteem which we bear for Pakistan and its people, for yourself, Your Excellency, you who have been a faithful and valued friend over these years as Archbishop. And we join our prayers together in the hope for that justice and equity which all of us seek to honour Almighty God as Almighty God desires to be honoured, knowing that that honour is most deeply given when we live in justice and in harmony one with another. Your Excellency, honoured guests, I thank you with all my heart, and I'm deeply delighted to be with you this afternoon for this wonderful occasion. Most grateful, and may God bless you all.